It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless amount of casino games to play, all from the comfort and safety of your home. Right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino is a legal, safe, and secure than secure gaming app. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now. Use promo code KSN and you play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim. He's Greg. We are going to be talking about the upcoming college football season. And whether we're even going to have a season, Greg, what do you think?
Yeah, Jim, I'm holding out hope. I'm optimistic at this point. I feel pretty good about the idea of an NFL season. A college season is going to be a little bit tougher. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of things to consider, and university presidents and you know, governors and things like that are all going to be involved in these decisions. And, you know, the problem is that if you don't have students on campus, it doesn't make sense to have student athletes on campus for the purpose of football games or soccer games or anything else. So I think that's going to be the challenge. And I don't believe that we'll have full participation in college football this year. I think that some states probably won't feel comfortable having, you know, sporting events going on. Some schools may not feel comfortable having that. So I don't know if we'll have full participation. But I do believe we'll have a season in some way, shape, or form. And I think it'll start closer to on time than this idea of a spring season or something like that. You know, now whether or not we have non-conference play and, you know, maybe we could see a situation where they get rid of the non-conference games in September and push everything back to October. Perhaps that's a possibility. Perhaps that, perhaps they decide to instead do everything. And, you know, if you can't find a team to play, then you just get extra bye weeks. And so it'll be interesting to see how this all gets figured out. There's a lot of problems when it comes to logistics and scheduling and everything else. And of course, it all starts with what's the safest thing and the healthiest thing for everyone to do.
Well, let's start with the first positive step towards football, which was the NCAA has ruled that teams, they can begin football activity in June. Now, that just says the NCAA, they're not going to stop you from doing this, but you need the local permission to do it, and that can vary state to state, even county to county. Now, within the Big Ten, we already have schools like Ohio State, Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, all saying that they will begin those football activities in June. Do we have any word from Penn State about when they would start football activity?
Yeah, not yet. You know, I know President Barron is obviously been sort of, you know, saying that they expect to be back to normal in the fall and that they're going to have a school year that is close to as normal as possible in terms of being in person and everything else. But no, we don't know when exactly students would return. And again, I think that everyone's been pretty consistent across the board, whether it's been Penn State or some other Big Ten university or national college, football power, you know, the schools that seem like until all of the kids are back on campus, you're not going to have all this other stuff going on. So, you know, you look at Ohio State and they, I think, might be bringing their guys back a little bit before the rest of the campus gets there. And I think Gene, the AD out there made a good point in saying that, you know, some of these guys, it's better for them to be on campus. It's better for them to have access to all the things that the football program and the university can offer them. So I think that's a part of it to take into consideration as well. A lot of things to consider, of course. It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of method. And, you know, again, for Penn State, I'm sure Coach Franklin and the people in Happy Valley are working to the best that they can to get students back to campus and to do it safely and in a way that makes sense and in a way that allows football stuff to return. So while we don't have a set date, Jim, as we sit here and talk about this on May 26th, I don't want to say it's going to be sooner rather than later because I don't think the world works that way right now, but certainly I would be surprised if by the end of June or early July, there's not some football players back on campus.
Well, and to the point about the safety of the players, in many ways, I do believe they would probably be safer on campus. The precautions that the teams will be taking will be part of it. The fact that they would be among young people where this virus doesn't seem to have as great an effect. You know, I'm going to stay away from the too much into those kind of discussions because we don't know. We're not experts, and quite candidly, it doesn't even seem like the experts know exactly what's going on either. But let me go to something else that's going on, which is several of the school administrators throughout the country, they kick in their opinion. Last week, it was the Northwestern president who said he thinks all Big Ten schools will be playing in the fall, but if a couple of them don't, then none of them will. And I ridiculed him for that statement. This week, it's the Michigan president who says all his students must be back for there to be football at Michigan. My question to you, Greg, is there any way in the world that Ohio State will have football and Michigan will not?
I just don't think so. And, you know, again, obviously there's a lot of things under consideration here, starting with decisions that each governor makes and then each university president makes. And there's all these different people involved. It's not just athletic directors and football coaches saying, hey, let's bring everyone back to campus and start things up. But I don't believe that, you know, we're going to see a lot of the major programs, you know, not play football this year. You know, is it possible that somewhere like a New Jersey and Rutgers or, you know, some of the West Coast schools, is it possible that they won't be back and fully ready? Sure, I think that's possible. I think we're starting to see some of that writing on the wall. And, but, you know, I look at everybody else and I just think that most of the Big Ten will probably be A-okay and good to go by August to play a football season. My level of optimism has definitely gone up recently, even as we hear some of this stuff, Jim, just because of the fact that, you know, I think that at some point, everyone's going to want to be back on campus learning again and doing those sorts of things as long as it's safe to do so. And again, we've heard if it's safe to do that, then we'll be, you know, one step much closer to playing college football again. So I think at this point, I would be very surprised if, you know, Michigan didn't have a season and Ohio State did or vice versa. I just think that things are starting to move along a little bit quicker. You know, Center County, where, of course, Penn State is located. I don't know if it'll go into the green, you know, the green phase of the governor's plan next week or this week or whatever, but it'll be there soon. And a lot of the restrictions, of course, are lifted once a county in an area gets to that phase, which would tell me that, you know, if they wanted to start welcoming kids back to campus, they could do so. But I think Penn State also has to make sure it has exactly the kind of plan it wants to put forth in mind, because you only get one shot at this, right? If you bring too many people back and you end up having a bunch of people get sick again, then obviously everyone's going to have to go back home and shut things down all over again. So, you know, as soon as they have a plan where they feel comfortable too, I'm sure Penn State, State College will get moving. And I think that'll apply to the rest of the Big Ten schools as well. So we'll see how things play out. But I would be pretty surprised if, like we said, one major Big Ten power school doesn't have a season while others do. It just doesn't seem likely to me. There's too much money at stake and everything else.
Well, and there's a lot at stake. And just as an example of where the pressure comes on, you mentioned Center County, which they were, for those not in Pennsylvania, the governor has a setup where every county was in red. You could then, some of the counties have moved to yellow, and now they're going to green. Which doesn't mean there aren't restrictions, but it opens things up more. They announced that some counties were going to go green. Center County was going to be one of those counties to go green until the local, I believe their county commissioner said, no, we're not going to go green. We're going to stay yellow. And that met with a very negative reaction from a lot of people. And lo and behold, they now say, okay, we're okay with going green. Now, I think that's an example of what you're going to see happen to schools where the Michigan president says, oh, we have to have all our students back. If we're not, I just cannot get my arms around the idea that Michigan would decide not to play when all the other major schools will play. And Greg, what are the repercussions of not playing? Could there end up being, if a couple schools decide not to play, is there going to be a mass exodus of players who are going to hit the transfer portal so that they could go somewhere else to play?
You know, that's been talked about a lot, Jim, and I think it's a fair question, but let's keep in mind that, you know, so just the NCAA would have to change its scholarship rules to open up more space so these guys would have somewhere to go. You know, how many guys go into the portal under normal circumstances and can't find a scholarship somewhere else? You know, now we're talking about the idea of maybe 100 guys a team that could go into the transfer portal if their school doesn't play and others do. I mean, there's not 100 landing spots out there for guys. So obviously, it's going to be a very interesting situation if and when that does happen. But, you know, I don't see how you could send a bunch of guys to a different bunch of different schools. But those guys are also obviously going to want to say, look, I want the chance to play and I want the chance to be on the field this year because guys, other universities are getting it. And I'm not, I don't, you know, if I can't have that here, then I'm going to leave. So, yeah, it's going to be really fascinating to watch how a lot of this stuff plays out. But, you know, you mentioned the the Center County situation. And I do wonder if, you know, at some point here, there's a pushback to folks who say, you know, look, we want to do this the right way. We want to do it to, you know, keep everyone safe, keep everyone healthy. But, you know, if X is opening, Y is going to want to open too. That's kind of how this whole thing is, you know, has worked. And as reopening has started in different states, different counties, different towns, whatever. And so, you know, once State College opens and once the more parts of Pennsylvania open, you know, I'm sure surrounding states and again, other Big Ten, you know, cities with Big Ten schools will get to that point if they haven't already. So, you know, I guess the other question you got to take into consideration, Jim, is when will it be okay to fly again? And that's going to be something that obviously is discussed heavily. Now, I know Penn State takes its own charter. Most of these teams do. And so you won't have to worry about, you know, flying commercial, but you would have to pack about, you know, 200 people onto a plane. And is that going to be a feasible, safe, and healthy thing to do? So I don't know. There's so many questions to be answered. Obviously, the San Jose State one is going to be another fascinating thing. If they aren't on campus and they don't have football, how does Penn State replace that non-conference game? So pretty much like every week when we've had this kind of discussion, Jim, we yet again have more questions than answers. But I guess the main takeaway for me, and I hope you too, is that I'm feeling optimistic about there being a season at some point in time. And we'll have to see what it looks like when that time gets here.
Yeah, I have that optimism, and I think a lot of these schools who say they may not play, I think there'll be a lot of pressure to get onto the field. All right, stick around. Quarter number three is Ask Greg.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.